The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, today is, would you believe it, World Kindness Day. And as always, when we go to matters to do with the brain, we have to talk to Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College, Brendan Kelly, who joins me now on the line from India. Kindness, tell me about it, Brendan. Is it good for you?
Kindness is very good for us. It's good psychologically and it's good biologically for our brains. So if we practice kindness, if we really make an effort to feel kindness when we might not naturally feel it, it has very positive effects on our cognitive, our brain function, and also even on the way the blood flows around our brain. These are measurable, important differences that are very, very positive.
So is it when other people are kind to us or when we're kind to them? And are we talking about, bog strangers? Are we talking about your life partner, your kids, your work colleagues? Who are we talking about?
We're talking about everybody, and we're talking about us being kind toward other people, even when they're not being kind toward us. People being kind toward us doesn't really seem to make an enormous amount of difference. What really matters is how we respond to everybody. So it's how we respond to people that we find it easy to feel kind towards. These would be certain family members and our friends. And also people that we don't find it easy to feel kind towards. These would be other family members and other people we might meet at work. And what's particularly good is if we try very hard to feel kindness towards people that we naturally don't like and don't get on with, because it helps make kindness into a cognitive habit or in a brain habit that we just slip into.
Yeah, that's all very fine and dandy. I mean, so far, say if you're hardwired to be cold, realistic and just businesslike about things and get on with it and stop faffing around with all this kind of psychobabble. You know, if you make an effort, you end up, you know, with the American thing, have a nice day, and it's all false.
Well, it's not about insincerity. This is about kindness is a very robust thing. It doesn't necessarily mean being emotional. It doesn't mean hugging people or kissing people or things like this. What it means really is doing good and feeling good toward others. So you can actually be quite a distant person, quite a business-like person, but in your thoughts and actions, you can be operationally very kind. So kindness isn't necessarily a mushy concept. It can be quite a robust one and quite a strong one and a very powerful one.
Are you talking about being polite, being civil?
But being civil is part of it. It's difficult to be kind if you're not civil, but kindness is more than that. It is genuinely wishing the other person well and genuinely believing in yourself that if they are not kind, it's probably not to do with their personality or how they are. It's probably to do with their circumstance. So, for example, if I'm not kind, I usually blame it on the fact that I'm late or that I'm busy rather than that I'm just an unkind person. But if someone else is unkind, I tend to rush to judgment and think they're an unkind person. So the kind thing to do is to think of their circumstances and say, for example, the person who cuts out in the traffic, perhaps he or she is having a bad day, perhaps they're under pressure, perhaps they're ill, rather than thinking that is an unkind person.
What is loving kindness and what is kindness meditation?
Well, this is a form of meditation that takes the, what I've been saying into practice, whereby you would simply sit by yourself in a quiet space and try to feel loving kindness towards someone that it's easy to feel that way towards, and then someone about whom you might be neutral, and then someone about whom it's very difficult to feel loving kindness toward, perhaps someone you don't get on with, and you try and feel loving kindness toward yourself, which is very difficult. We're very self-judgmental. And then at the end, you try to feel loving kindness toward the whole world and all sentient life in it. And there is good evidence that this changes brain activity in specific parts of the brain, in particular the cingulate gyrus and the precuneus parts, which basically means you think less about yourself and you think more about others, even between meditation sessions. So it's a very powerful way of attuning our brains to kindness.
It sounds exhausting.
It's actually not. It's actually very relaxing, and it does change your cognitive, your psychological habits in the direction of kindness. So the automatic reactions tend to be less judgmental, more tolerant, and kinder.
And where's the evidence that this isn't just all more nonsense?
Well, there's plenty of evidence. There are plenty of studies, like research studies with hundreds of people in them, that demonstrate people who practice this kind of loving kindness meditation and other similar kinds of meditation have more positive thoughts, are less likely to develop depression or have relapses of depression, and generally have more fulfilled lives. So there's actually quite a lot of scientific evidence to support this kind of, it's like mind training. We're accustomed to training our physical bodies, but we're not so accustomed to training our minds. And this is a way of training our minds into a habit of kindness that we would use every day.
There you have it. On this World Kindness Day, how to be kind and how it's good for you. Professor Brendan Kelly of TCD, as always, thank you for going to a lot of trouble to join us from India. Text me your views. Is it all a load of codswallop or is there a grain of truth in it? Let's catch up now with the latest news in sport.